Hi, everyone. Welcome back to episode number 57 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. My name is Marty Becker. I am the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In this episode, we're going to talk about a little known tax rule that could impact your withdrawals if you own multiple annuities with the same company. This is what's known as the aggregation tax rule, or sometimes referred to as the serial annuity rule. Now, there are four criteria that you need to know about that would put somebody in this situation to being subject of this obscure tax rule. This rule applies only if there are two or more annuities that are issued, number one, to the same policyholder. Number two, those two or more annuities are issued in the same calendar year. Number three, those annuities are issued by the same annuity company. And number four, you're using non-qualified or after-tax money to fund the annuity with. Now, what happens is these two or more annuities are aggregated for tax purposes. Now, what the hell does that mean? What that actually means is that when you take a withdrawal from one of these annuities, it appears that it's taken from a single annuity instead of two different annuities. And that probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so let's try and keep this simple. So let's start with the example of Joe, who started two separate annuities with the same company. And let's just say annuity number one is for a five-year term. And annuity number two with the same company is a seven-year term. So he was laddering them. He was staggering them. And he put $100,000 into each annuity. And let's say by the end of the fifth year, each annuity has gained $50,000 in interest gains. So now Joe has two annuities worth $150,000 apiece, or an aggregate of $300,000. But let's say Joe is ready to go ahead and cash out that five-year term annuity and get all the money back. Now, this is where this tax rule can get you. Joe thinks he's only going to pay tax on the $50,000 that he gained in annuity one that had the five-year term. But what this rule says, this aggregate tax rule, is that Joe is going to pay taxes on the gains for both annuities, or the aggregate gains. So what would happen is the annuity company would send him the $150,000 from annuity number one, but he's going to be taxed. So unfortunately, if Joe doesn't know about this rule, or if his advisor didn't make him aware of this rule, he could really be caught off guard and unfortunately be kicked into a higher tax bracket. Now, when the second annuity comes to term, he is not going to be double taxed on that money. So how do we make sure we're never caught off guard with an obscure rule like this? Or how do we just get around it altogether? Number one, if you're using qualified money, such as an IRA, a 401, a TSP, a Roth, obviously, you're not subject to this rule at all because all of the money is going to be taxable whenever you put it into your bank account and pull it out of the IRA or the qualified money account. Another way to get around this is by having an annuity in each of the spouse's name if you're married. Or we can just use multiple companies. So it has to be with the same company by the same owner for this rule to be applicable. I have a really great client in the Chicago area who's done a ton of MYGA business with me. And the way we got around this and kept them within the state guarantee fund limit is that every new MYGA that we started, we always wanted to get them the highest rate possible at whatever time we were starting it. But we did one in his name and one in his wife's name, and that totally kept us from ever being subject, again, to this very obscure rule that very few people know about. And that way, when he does go to start withdrawing the money, doesn't even have to think about it. So everyone, again, this was kind of a short episode, and I know some of these podcasts that I put out can be getting into the weeds and can be kind of boring, but it's in the weeds where people can get in trouble. Okay, so that's why we like to dig into some of these minutiae topics that aren't very exciting to listen to, I'm sure, but you're going to be happy that you know about them in the long term. And this is exactly why you need to be working with somebody who understands annuities and it isn't just some sort of side hustle for them in addition to their portfolio business. Because Atlas is a specialty practice when it comes to annuities. And if you're looking for a specialist to help you set up a safe money strategy for your retirement, the next best thing to do, book a short call with me to get your questions answered so we can get into the weeds with some of this stuff. All you got to do is go to atlasannuity.com or any page on my website in the top right corner. Just click the book a call button. It'll take you directly to my calendar. And as always, if you're finding this information helpful, like the podcast or the YouTube channel, subscribe to it, and share the information with someone that you think could benefit from it. Again, this is Marty Becker. Thank you again for joining me. As always, I'm wishing you the best in your financial education, and we will catch you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategies should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.